A horrific bombing, a suicide bombing at a shrine in the Afghan capital of Kabul has killed more than 50 people and there are scores more than that injured at this point. The attack took place as crowds of Shia Muslims gathered to mark the holy day of Ashura. And there was another attack, at least 4 people killed by a bomb close to a Shia mosque in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Esmatilla John was among the Shia worshippers at the shrine in Kabul when the attack occurred.
The casualties were huge. We were not expecting such an attack to happen. We tell our enemy that we don't care about your attack, and we continue our mourning even if hundreds of us die in this way.
Security forces in Afghanistan are worried about attacks taking place while their president, Hamid Karzai, is attending a conference in Germany about the future of the country. At that conference, obviously, these kind of issues are being debated, but also how to fund assistance to Afghanistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, speaking from Germany, says the U.S. will not turn its back on Afghans even after American troops leave the country in 2014.
The United States is prepared to stand with the Afghan people for the long haul to support this transition to sustainable stability and growth.
Joining us now, David Loyan, foreign correspondent for our partner, the BBC, who was at the conference yesterday. David, do you have any idea that the attacks, the suicide attacks this morning, are affecting the conversation there?
Well, Hamid Karzai is still here in Germany. He's going on from Germany to London. He's signing bilateral deals with different governments, trying to secure their long-term commitment to his country. We've been talking to people in his delegation this morning, and obviously they're shocked, but the lead on sorting out what's happening will be with the Interior Ministry in Kabul. There was fear among security experts that the Taliban or other organizations might use the occasion of the Bonn conference to launch attacks. But the Taliban have issued a quick denial today and said this wasn't them who carried out this sectarian attack on a Shia mosque.
Well, Hamid Karzai has repeatedly said that Afghanistan will need the assistance from other countries for at least 10 years. The United States, as you just heard Hillary Clinton, has vowed that they will not abandon Afghanistan. But are other countries kind of trying to seek an exit out, trying to cut off ties with Afghanistan?
Well, they're looking. That's what this conference was really about, Celeste. They're looking at trying to get commitment from. I mean, there were more than 90 countries gathered here together. But at a time of global recession, what they're asking for is unprecedented. Never before in recent years, really, since the Second World War, has a country needed so much for such a long term. They're talking about $7 billion a year, even up into the next decade of this century, from international aid before Afghanistan can stand on its own 2 feet. And this conference was aimed at trying to win support from countries, the US and UK, Japan, Germany, the big donors already committed, but you're right, to try and win support from a wider group of countries to fund Afghanistan's long-term future for, they believe, the better interests of global security. It's a country of huge strategic importance sitting between Iran and Pakistan, and the big missing player here in Bonn was the Pakistani government. They refused to come, boycotting the summit because of an attack last week, which a US attack on a Pakistani border post, which killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Very bad relations now between Pakistan and the US, and increasingly bad relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan, which is really worrying people who watch this region closely.
Which, of course, Pakistan being the conduit of Afghanistan to much of the global economy. David Loyan is a foreign correspondent for our partner, the BBC. I'm curious, over the last 10 years, there's been an 11% growth rate in Afghanistan. What did that come from? And if that declines, you know, even a 5% growth rate is something that the Eurozone might actually envy.
Yeah, but it is, John, it's from a very, very low base. I mean, this is a country which has been at war since 1979. And, you know, the Russian war in the 1980s, the Mujahideen fighting, then the years of the Taliban. And frankly, a lot of missed opportunities in the last 10 years mean that although that growth has been huge, it comes from a very, very low base indeed. No one thinks that Afghanistan is going to be like Europe or America anytime soon. There's no sense now of trying to build a democracy of the sort that we have, or an economy of the sort that we have, but just to move it forward from the appalling state in terms of maternal mortality, education, healthcare, towards you know, the middle rank of the poorer countries in the world would be something of a success in the years to come, and to try and get Afghanistan to raise its own revenues to pay for itself.
David Loyne is foreign correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and is there at, in Germany where they're having this conference on Afghanistan's future. You know, David, I'm wondering about the differences in conversation now as opposed to 10 years ago at the first Bonn conference. It sounds like Hamid Karzai is trying to get the same kind of urgency. He warned that without support, Afghanistan could return to the same sort of atmosphere as existed in that country pre-September 11th. But I'm wondering if everybody's buying it. They still have the same kind of that the stakes are still that high.
Well, you know, there's a curious sense, not of history in Bonn, but of lost opportunities, of missed opportunities over the last 10 years. This isn't a conference where there were people here who were here in 2001, had all the optimism then in the wake of the fall of the Taliban that things would be different in Afghanistan. But, you know, too many mistakes were made, even right back to that Bonn summit. Many people believe who were involved in that summit, including the Lakhdar Brahimi, the UN convener of the summit, that it was a mistake to exclude the Taliban then. Keeping them out in the cold was an error then, and then errors have been added on in terms of the way that aid has been put into the country, a lot of it misspent, a lot of it squandered, frankly. Some $330 billion US dollars has gone into Afghanistan over the last decade, 90% of it, of course, in military spending, but a lot of it in other aid projects, and much of it has not gone into the right pockets. You have a deeply corrupt government and a country with really quite a difficult future coming up. And a lot of people in Bonn were feeling that let's do the best we can, try and win these political commitments, but knowing that these are unprecedented demands, it's uncharted waters ahead, and it is a country which, as you say, in the past has harboured attackers on America, and which is the reason for the international community wanting to try and stay involved. But it's going to be a very difficult ask to get this money.
David Loyne, foreign correspondent for our partner, the BBC, covering that conference on Afghanistan's future in Bonn, Germany. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Celeste. See you then.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.